If you are trying to land at JFK at rush hour, there is no nonverbal communication, Greenberg says. It's people talking to people, so you need to be darn sure you understand what's going on. You can say that two Koreans side by side don't need to speak English, but if they are arguing about what the guys outside said in English, then language is important. Greenberg wanted to give his pilots an alternate identity. Their problem was that they were trapped in roles dictated by the heavy weight of their country's cultural legacy. They needed an opportunity to step outside those roles when they sat in the cockpit, and language was the key to that transformation. In English, they would be free of the sharply defined gradients of Korean hierarchy: formal deference, informal deference, blunt, familiar, intimate, and plain. Instead, the pilots could participate in a culture and language with a very different legacy. The critical part of Greenberg's reform, however, is what he didn't do. He didn't throw up his hands in despair. He didn't fire all of his Korean pilots and start again with pilots from a low power distance culture. He knew that cultural legacies matter, that they are powerful and pervasive, and that they persist long after their original usefulness has passed. But he didn't assume that legacies are an indelible part of how we are. He believed that if the Koreans were honest about where they came from and were willing to confront those aspects of their heritage that did not suit the aviation world, they could change. He offered his pilots what everyone from hockey players to software tycoons to takeover lawyers has been offered on the way to success, which is an opportunity to transform their relationship to their work. After leaving Korean Air, Greenberg helped start up a freight airline called Cargo 360, and he took a number of Korean pilots with him. They were all flight engineers, who had been number three after the captain and first officer in the strict hierarchy of the original Korean Air. These were guys who had performed in the old environment at Korean Air for as much as 15 to 18 years. They had accepted that subservient role, Greenberg said. They had been at the bottom of the ladder. We retrained them and put them with Western crew, and they've been a great success. They all change their style. They take initiative. They pull their share of the load. They don't wait for someone to direct them. These are senior people in their 50s with a long history in one context who have been retrained and are now successful doing their job in a Western cockpit. We took them out of their culture and renormed them. That is an extraordinarily liberating example. When we understand what it means to be a good pilot, when we understand how much culture and history and the world outside of the individual matter to professional success, then we don't have to throw up our hands in despair at an airline where pilots crash planes into the side of mountains. We have a way to make successes out of the unsuccessful. But first, we have to be frank about a subject that we would all too often rather ignore.